Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Coming out of the closet. That's the reference I'm making.
So we're ready to go?
I was listening to our show from last week. I listened to it like last night. I should probably listen to it sooner, right?
Yeah.
In
case it's been wrong all week.
That Queen song was way too loud.
What song was it?
I don't remember. That's something to do with time and something. It's called Dumb Idiots.
Dumb Idiots, the time song.
That's but I was listening to the show, and you were saying how our show never starts with a punch.
At least our talking part never does anymore.
I know, but that's what's great, because we have our punchy punch at the beginning that Craig did for us. And then we have a musical punch.
Yeah.
If we do a third one, people are going to get exhausted by the time we get to our recap.
So if we come in mellow, then it's more like, let's join Ben and Ralph, already in progress.
Yeah.
Because the idea is, like, it's just you and me talking to each other.
Because they're probably, they listen and they're like, oh, we're missing out on something.
What they were saying during the punch.
Well, I better not worry about that now. I better actually listen to what they're saying because I don't want to miss anything again.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it goes in my brain. Did you just throw my new iPod into my awesome computer and break both of them simultaneously?
That would be quite the thing to do.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's go. Every time. Every fucking time. I thought I already asked you. Well, hey, this is the Darmalars. The fucking with idiot Ben.
And idiot Ralph.
Yep. Just a couple of
unoriginal Ralph. It would have been somehow.
The new copycats.
I wish.
I can't decide if that's like my Double Dare name or my band name, the New Copycats. It's a good Double Dare name.
The Double Dare. I never even thought of a Double Dare name. I wish I had one on
deck. It's too late now because it's time for a physical challenge.
The Sour Peach Rings.
The Sour Peach. Oh, are you playing the just name things you can see method of name stuff?
Those things are good.
We did that. We were playing Rock Band last week and we wanted to start up a new band.
Oh, thanks for inviting me for being in the new band. I guess I'm out of the old band.
Yeah, you are not invited to The Loose, which is the new band.
How'd you come up with that name? Did you see something in the room? Was Margaret there?
I just had Taco Bell for lunch, and then I was a little The Loose downstairs.
You like The Loose?
I don't. You know, there was a phase where we were naming things that we could see in our field of vision, and there was a phase where we were just coming up with band names. James says Lesbian Stronghold is a good band name. I say if it's Stronghold, H-O-L-D-E, it'd be a good like metal band name. Lesbian Stronghold. No, I will not put an umlaut in there, Ryan. Or if you try to poke me in the eye like Mo, I won't let you do that either.
So, or if you poke him in the eye like a Mo, that might actually work.
Ow, don't poke me in the eye like a Mo. That goes somewhere else.
So like I mentioned that I had gotten a new iPod this week
for
my birthday
you
from Stevie, and I want to tell everyone thank you for the birthday messages, and speaking of getting things this week, I know last week you got something new, and I got a new bed. What'd you get last week? What was on last week's show that you mentioned?
A tattoo?
No. Glasses.
Glasses. I got new glasses, yeah.
But what
I
did
probably
you get?
Missed my old glasses.
What did you get this week, Ben? A tattoo?
A tattoo, yeah. Boy.
That was a better climax than Hellboy.
I fucked up your setup by giving away the ending of what you're trying to set up. Did you ever hear the joke about
Aaron
the
being
line?
Kate's son?
Yes,
what?
I am.
So you got a tattoo. I haven't even seen it. I've seen it in pictures.
Would you like to see
it? I was hoping to see it in person first, but...
Ryan does not want to see my tattoo until it's fully healed because he's kind of squeamish. Because
he needs to touch it. He wants to touch it.
Because he wants to touch it. Well, I'm
sure we've told that story, right, Ryan? Well, Ben's taking off his shirt right now. You can sit down your mic if you want.
No.
I got my tattoo. When I first got my tattoo, I showed Ryan, and Ryan did not believe it was a real tattoo. So... he decided to use his thumb to see if it was real or not, which is great if it's a fake tattoo.
It's
a great judge of fake
everyone
tattoos.
Everyone laughs.
But not of a tender, brand new tattoo.
You know what? You've told that story for years, ever since you had your tattoo. And then it was like...
since less than 48 hours after my tattoo?
Yes, you've been telling that story since then. But it was like a year ago, maybe, tops, that you came up with the alternate of that, which was, even if it was a fake tattoo, don't fuck up my fake tattoo, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you gained a whole new understanding of what he had done.
Right,
so, this is the big reveal.
I think I've seen a drawing of this before. Yeah, it's good.
Right?
That's really big.
Yeah, I know.
It's really...
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. For those of you at home, I just whipped out my wang. That's why Ralph said that really big line. Ryan is assiduously looking up into the corners of the room.
I believe it's a coat of arms from the Johnson clan. Is that
essentially
the deal?
Yeah, I took it upon myself to design a coat of arms for my family. So,
wait a second. Your family doesn't have one?
No.
What?
Well, if we might, there's probably a dozen. This is like, you know, going forward.
Did you pick a design out of several Johnson's one, or you just drew one?
It's based on my old man's tattoo.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I thought I'd like to make a coat of arms for the Johnson family from this point forward.
What is his tattoo?
The eagle.
Okay, so we're looking at a shield.
A shield.
With a red background and an eagle within the center.
Yes.
And what's the...
Look away, Ryan. Look away. Avert your eyes, young lad.
What is the castle? Yeah, what are those three castle shapes?
This part up at the top. Yeah. There's probably a picture of this on our MySpace page. If not, I'll make sure there is one.
Yeah.
With those of you playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or in the show notes.
I have to put it in the show now? All right, I'll do that.
This part up at the top is called a label.
Oh, okay.
It's a mark of cadency. It indicates that I am the firstborn son. Because I went and got this tattoo, the same tattoo, with my brothers, and they each got their different marks at the top of their shield.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want a tattoo. Ryan, let's go get tattoos.
I'll go with you, because we'll
get the same as Ben's, and then I'll make mine the zero born, and, like, outshine him.
Oh, you should go for, I think fourth is like a sparrow. And fifth is like a fleur-de-lis. There's marks for like seven sons.
Wow.
Can quarter it if you want to do that. That's fun.
No, that's all right. I was going to get Madman, and Ryan was going to get Sindel from the Ewok Adventure.
I'm going to pick a tattoo for Ryan, and it's a blue dot. It's the Earth as seen from a distance. A love dot. I got that one wrong. It's from Bosom Buddies, and
I was just talking to Stevie about Bosom Buddies. She's never seen it before.
Never?
I know, and her birthday just passed, and you should have got it for her so I could watch it.
Netflix it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably
funny. I was going to flat out buy it, like, used.
Ryan says it's hilarious.
First season is.
If you like Billy Joel, then you get to hear that song.
It's a cover.
It's a cover. If you like
Keep
Billy Joel,
yourself,
then...
it's my life.
Yeah.
Speaking of singing.
Uh-huh.
And not lost,
singing of singing.
Not lost just yet. Karaoke's been very popular. So
do we have one this week?
We do have one this week.
All right.
And we have one already set up for next week.
Awesome.
So look forward to more karaoke.
I'll go ahead and put this on the record. If we have a week where we didn't get one, and if you can help me technically, I will sing a karaoke for the show.
Describe technically.
If you can grab my balls so I can sing high enough to hit the high notes.
I was watching that American Idol last night and that Paula Abdul. Wow, they processed her voice in that new world premiere video.
Man, when you said American Idol, I heard American Gladiators, and I was trying to think of a ball-grabbing moment. I was like, did I miss that?
No, you didn't.
Only in my mind. The cycle's over now. American Gladiators is over.
Yeah, we usually don't mention calls, which is a bad thing. And but Dre asked us our thoughts on American Gladiators, and I thought it was awesome.
I was stoked when I heard about it, and I know you're a much bigger fan than I am.
Yeah.
Maybe not that I was at the time
uh-huh.
when American Gladiators first came out. And then I wasn't going to watch it, but then I had set up the recording anyway. Uh-huh. So I watch it and fast forward. Like, I skip all the backstory. I skip all the interviews. I just watch the events.
That's all right.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They need more events.
Crush is hot, dude.
Crush is hot. Every time I watch American Gladiators, I want to text Ralph and say, you were right, Crush is hot.
America's right.
America's right.
Yes. Speaking of America, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say about American Gladiators, I wish that there were more events. It gets tedious. I don't want to see them go through the Eliminator every round.
You just don't want to see Hit and Run and The Wall. Those are boring.
I like The Wall. You know what I think is dumb about The Wall? That they belay the gladiators the way they do.
You know they... No, I'm not going to get into this.
Okay.
I was gonna give you the whole backstory on The Wall.
We could save it for our American Gladiators show in the hiatus.
Sure. Which is going to be 5 weeks later than we expected.
Wait, isn't there still going to be a break in it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, awesome. I didn't count things out. I thought there would be a break between... That's really cool.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So we're getting 13 episodes in a row.
I guess. Speaking of poorly discussing Lost without getting facts straight, let's do that.
Okay. Are we back already?
Yeah.
The break between breaks is not a break anymore.
All right.
That's fine. Whoa. Don't be defensive.
Ryan, do you want me to play every song from Xanadu? Okay.
Is that our playlist for tonight?
Yes. Every song from Xanadu will be played.
Okay.
Every song from Xanadu will be played.
Awesome.
And a special bonus, which you've already heard, that opened the show, is the ELO version of Xanadu.
Excellent.
So
I haven't seen the film. But after 100 days...
This guy's got it on DVD.
Well, bring it over.
Wait, finish your sentence,
after
please.
100 days on the island,
okay.
I would watch me some fucking Xanadu.
Okay.
I would watch it 3 times in a row. I would be so fired up to finally see a movie again.
You said, I haven't seen Xanadu, but after 100 days, and I was like, I didn't know there was some kind of requirement.
But after 100 days, I have to, if I have to follow the restraining order.
And you have to get the poster?
The court order, yeah.
Me and Ryan are fans of Xanadu because it's bad.
Yes.
But it's kind of it's really bad. But you want to know something? Speaking of hot chicks and crushes.
Olivia Newton-John.
ONJ in that movie. OMG. See what I did there, Ryan? Yikes. Dude, I'm not kidding you. And I know Ryan right now is thinking of the inside DVD cover. Like when you open up the DVD where it says the chapters.
Yeah.
She looks retarded. Look on your iPods now and see that picture.
Awesome.
No,
do it, Ralph. Bring it.
No, I'll put it on our MySpace page, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about Lost.
Let's talk about Lost. Egg Town. 4X04?
Yeah, it's only 4.
It's already 4?
It's only 4.
Good point.
Think about the amount of information that you now know before this season started, and can you believe that been 4 episodes?
No, you're right. This season's been in high gear. If it's been 4 episodes, 5, 6, 7, 8, there's going to be a break. If there's 8 episodes or they're not coming back until April 24th, there's more than 4 weeks between now and April 24th.
I don't know. Is there? Is that true?
Yeah.
Man, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like looking up facts? We should be done looking up facts. Well, and math.
I'm not doing.
Should we address that?
No, not at all.
We have so many emails about math this week that I don't ever want to even say the word math anymore.
It made me. You know what? It made me not want to do my numbers podcast, but I did it anyway. That's for the show numbers
with the count.
David Krumpel.
The count
is on it.
Sesame Street
plays a pimp. So okay, Egg Town.
Yes.
Why?
No one knows.
Because he cooked eggs in the beginning.
Oh, I did some anagrams for it.
Oh yeah.
Wet gong is the best one I found.
That would be fun.
Never mind.
Newt gog.
No, that was the only real one. Mm. Yeah. So, what'd you think of the episode?
I liked it. I mean, obviously the bombshell of Aaron being off the island is interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I thought the episode was really compelling. I think one of our early episodes we discussed, it might have been our first, where we had discussed how it'd be cool to see what would have happened if Oceanic A-15 landed.
Yes.
And where those people
would
have gone.
And for that, for Kate, that's essentially what would have happened, except for her mom changing her mind.
Unless she were to get away from the Marshal.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, I, you know, for three seasons, we've seen these flashbacks, and how much more of Kate did we need to know?
Yeah,
no more.
Right.
So now
we need to know what happens to her.
Now we get to find out what happens to her, and it's totally interesting.
No more backstory. Just give me a story.
Yeah, it's totally interesting.
Yeah, it was.
If anything, Kate on the island is now boring.
Well,
she doesn't really have anything
to
do.
She made that crazy play to bring Miles to Ben. And to me, I figured she got out of it was that, yes, the world still knows she's a fugitive. Like that, those records were going to burn up when the plane landed.
I guess.
It seemed like she risked a lot for very little to me. Mm. Like, I would not want to. To me, Ben Linus and Miles Strong would be like the keymaster and the gatekeeper. Am I right?
Maybe she's been away from the island or away from civilization so long, but maybe she just hopes that...
Maybe they just forgotten her.
It's her choice between being with Jack and being with Sawyer is, if I go back, am I just going to get caught?
Yeah.
Once again, it just sounds like she's settling for Sawyer.
I think her... Well, I want to touch on that too, but I think her...
Ooh!
I want to touch on Sawyer too. I think her ultimate motivation there maybe was to find out if her mom had died. Because with her, apparently her mom is what the whole case hinges on.
Uh-huh.
And if Miles was like, yes, you were a fugitive, but your mom died, and they don't have a witness, then that would be useful information.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I do want to touch on that Sawyer thing. I want to touch on Sawyer's thing. You're a child, and I love it. that was rough. There was some rough stuff going on between them.
There always is. It's always Kate being a total a-hole to him.
I've been rewatching season one, and it seems to me like she's manipulating people as a hobby.
Yeah.
Like, just to pass the time.
Yeah.
He slapped her really hard emotionally, and then she backhanded him really hard with her hand.
Yeah.
that was a good scene. And I think that now we're getting into what you might want to call sequel jokes. But if you want to spin it the right way, it's rewards for having watched the show for a long time jokes.
Still sequel jokes,
yeah.
It's always sequel jokes.
And there was a bunch of that between her and Hurley and between her and Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Those good times, I thought.
What happened in this episode?
When Ben and Miles talked.
Yes.
That was interesting. My email quote this week is what Miles said, which is...
Because we never believe anything on the surface, it's hard to believe that their conversation was on the level.
Yeah, it's hard to believe... Ryan thinks it was. It's hard to believe that Miles actually is extorting him. It could be part of a ploy. It's hard to believe that Ben would actually think about considering it. That could be a ploy. Yeah, but I liked what Miles said about, do not treat me like I'm one of them, like I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
What you can do. And that's like, to me, it's cool that they obviously know.
What if
know,
Miles is the man on the boat and he's just saying that?
Maybe it's a clue.
It's another mind fuck.
Maybe it's in code, like in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. When
why? Why did you have to bring up that movie?
You love that movie. That's why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Because I know you've seen it. That's why.
Yeah.
Because you talk about it all the time. They say that it's going to take, like, I don't know, 4 days to fix the ship, but it's a code and it means 4 hours. Maybe 3.2 million is his code to Ben about whatever he needs to tell him. And Ben's response about, oh, I'll need like a week to get that info, is him giving instructions to Miles.
Could be.
If Miles is Ben's man on the boat, then he's fucked.
The man in the boat.
He'd like to pick maybe the little man in the little boat. Our good friend. He would have been better off picking someone that maybe didn't get captured by Locke.
Yeah. But Miles did say he is exactly where he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That's right. He also said this is hot when Kate slammed him up against the wall. Miles is funny.
But
he's a funny asshole.
He's an asshole.
He is a new Sawyer. That's exactly who Sawyer was.
There's an insight into Ben's humor.
Yeah.
Being an asshole is
funny. It's hilarious. When Locke asked Kate what what happened between Miles and Ben.
Uh-huh.
I thought her answer was totally weak.
She didn't make anything up.
No, well, that's true. But she only told him, like, one thing that happened. She left out all kinds of, like, nuance and dialogue and shit.
She's not an impressionist.
She's not a court reporter.
She's not.
She should be doing a puppet show.
She's not Rich Little.
So then Ben says, "Rah, rah, rah, I'm Ben Lardis."
Puppet shows.
Puppet shows.
Do
you think, okay, what what year do you think it is off the island during Kate's trial? Do we have anything to tell us what year it is?
No, because the island timeline's fucked up.
Fucked it.
I'm gonna go as far as to say it's the present.
Like 08?
It's the present.
It's just the present.
Like if you watch a movie from the 70s, it shows you footage from the 30s and then it says present day.
Present day.
But it's not 2008, it's the 70s.
I don't even, dude.
This whole thing with time and shit is driving me bonkers.
At some point, we're going to find out, and they're going to do it as a huge reveal. Mm-hmm. What do you think the timeline is in terms of the flash forwards we've had so far? Do you think it's Hurley, Saeed, Kate, Jack?
Jack, I think, is definitely last.
I think so, too. I think that's kind
of... Unless he changed his mind.
Meant to be. You know?
Shaved his beard. Oh, I'm great now. Hey, Hurley.
Hey.
Make sure you're not going to talk.
I like the story that they gave, that Jack gave. That's clearly the rehearsed lie that they're all supposed to tell about the plane crash.
And...
Eight survivors.
Eight, and then...
Two died.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was about to say what happened to them when Kate cut him off. And it's like, shut up, Kate!
Who are the two that died?
Who are the two... What is the point of saying that someone survived and then died? What do you gain from that in your lie? You get to fuck them? You can say that you were impregnated by them. Okay, I buy that.
Oh, I get it.
So, Kate has to pick a white blonde person and say that they fucked and then he died.
Yeah.
They got rescued to get his
Charlie.
Money or to match up with the baby.
I was listening to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack said that the secret that maybe they're trying to keep from telling everyone is that who Aaron really is.
That he's Claire's son?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-hell, right?
Well, if you have two parents in California waiting for that kid, and the kid is special, Kate says, it's my kid, and they all keep it secret so that
it doesn't
they're not
go to a stranger.
It's not raised by another.
So
that's Handsome Jack's theory. That's
an interesting theory, Handsome Jack. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that, obviously, every time we find out who survived and we find out more about what happened, the questions are kind of clear. Like, the question this week is, well, what would happen to Claire? You know, is she dead, or is she stuck with all the others that didn't get rescued?
And if she's dead, then why did Desmond predict that she'd get on the helicopter and survive?
Right, exactly. Maybe she gets on the helicopter and then dies afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is like, thanks, Desmond.
Yeah.
Like MASH.
Klinger.
Conway.
I was watching that yesterday. A reference.
I think that to have this well-rehearsed lie, that's obviously their whole strategy upon being back in the real world. I think there's two reasons to do that. And help me if there's more. But one of them is they're afraid.
Uh-huh.
Like someone is making them do it because they're threatened. Or... I don't even remember the second one. But the what do you think? What could be another reason?
But the thing is, they don't seem to be afraid. Like, they seem to be out in the open, except for Hurley. But even if you see Hurley by himself, he's not, like, paranoid or anything, is he?
He eventually does, but only because he sees Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. It's afraid. He does freak out at Abaddon.
Abaddon.
That's right, because he shouldn't be there. Or
talking about Garrett Morris. I'm sorry. Right.
Or you're paid off. I guess those are my two reasons. It's either a bribe or a threat. They're protecting those that stayed on the island. To what end game? Just to protect them?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what good that lie does for them. But I guess we all are.
Yeah, that's a mystery.
Yeah, until next week.
What else happened this week? Jin is speaking English better.
Much better.
I mean,
and yet Sun wants to go to Seoul.
Yeah.
Which, assuming they can get away from Mr. Pike, I guess that's not a problem.
Yeah.
They can go live in the fishing village.
Yeah.
Jin's dad. He seems like a real, real sweet guy.
Yeah.
How could they explain Aaron? How could they explain his age? Because they've only been on the island 100 days so far.
how long is that in real world time?
It doesn't matter. Oh, I guess it does.
Who
knows?
As
long as they don't know that the island slows time down.
Yeah. But that could... well...
That kid looks like, three?
If someone... Here's the thing. If someone can cover up... Well, we don't know if Aaron got off the island, you know, in next week's episode.
That's true.
But if someone could cover up Oceanic Airlines, like, crashing in the ocean, if someone could set that up...
Yeah.
I'm sure they can set up... arrange something for Kate to have a kid.
To make it feasible.
Yeah.
And the reason they say that the plane crashed into the ocean is to cover for the wreckage. So whoever is giving them this lie has to be connected with whoever planted the wreckage.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Do you think that Jack is saying that Aaron is his kid? And that's why the prosecutor
asked if
he still loved her?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Uncle Jack?
He is the uncle.
Huh.
I wonder if he finds that out.
Thinks
he does. I think he would be more motivated to go see Aaron. For some reason, he totally doesn't want to see Aaron, and that's interesting, too.
Yeah. There's still something weird about Aaron, right? At one point, we were to believe he was some kind of antichrist or something.
The psychic sure told us a lot of shit.
Yeah.
If Jack doesn't want to see Aaron, is it maybe because he found out that Claire was his sister and he doesn't want to be reminded of the fact that he stranded his sister on an island somewhere? Or that she's dead?
I don't know.
And he couldn't save her,
I can't imagine Claire staying on the island and letting Aaron go.
So she's probably dead.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Ooh, just like Moses. Wait, what?
Yeah, a lot like Moses.
You were saying
and Aaron was Moses' brother.
Yeah, but what Ryan said, you probably didn't get this, that she probably did it to protect him. If you were to have a live grenade in your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Would you spit it out and try to kick it out the window?
Yes!
Okay, good.
That's totally what I would do.
I think I would be able to do that. Because I do that with ice or bubble gum or like gum.
I'll spit it out and kick it
in the trash or something.
I think I would try as soon as possible because the longer I sit there holding it, the less likely I'll be to pull anything off.
Yeah, I think if you were to kick it out the window and spin your body around, I think you'd be safe. Even if you miss the window, I don't know how wide of a range grenades have.
Not that wide in video games and stuff and movies. It's like, wow, that grenade sure blew up that area around the grenade.
Yeah, like, I think that taking some shrapnel in your ass would be okay.
That was fucked up.
I want to see him do that. I want the show to open up that way next week.
And just drop kicking it?
Yeah.
Right in kick. The... Him, and it lands and locks back.
Or he does the same thing. It's in the cabin, and it's a lighter.
Or a dud.
You know those lighters that people have on their desk where it's a
grenade?
Like a cigarette lighter that's a grenade?
Yeah, no.
That seems a little harsh for Locke.
It does.
You know Locke's fucking batshit crazy?
He is.
He's gotta know who Miles is somewhat.
And he's still letting Ben get to him.
Is it a show?
No. No, he's just...
I guess if your hand is bleeding because of throwing a tray, I guess you're not farting around.
He can't settle down. He can't deal with his anger issues. And Ben's right. He's totally lost again, as usual. So, I got a feel for the guy, but it really made me laugh when Sawyer said, bah. That was funny.
Yeah. Did you see right through Sawyer's double fake out?
Yeah.
I did too. Ever since the long con, the beginning of the long con.
Yeah.
We all knew that Sawyer can manipulate anyone he wants.
To do anything he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he definitely likes Kate more than Locke. He's not going to sell out Kate.
No.
Locke.
No. Even though Kate not be giving up anything in the bedroom right now.
Yeah. Whatever.
Or wait. I'm sorry. She didn't give up all the way. They could have done the old everything but. Ryan says third base.
Everything but, right?
Everything but.
So, was there a conversation about Kate having her period?
Yes.
Is that what I caught wind of?
That's basically what she was.
That's really great. Thank you, Lost.
National TV. What about Faraday not being able to remember three cards?
I thought he was doing ESP and shit.
No, she was like, Ryan says it's a test for autism. According to one of our callers.
Oh, great. Spoiler alert.
Did we just
alert.
Spoil the call-in section?
Thanks, Ryan.
Thayan. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad I know that, because I thought that was interesting.
I the whole time I was thinking, Cyrano, go bug mom. Big fan of Starship Troopers, Ryan?
I love that movie. The movie's outstanding.
Coming out on Blu-ray, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. So anyway, anything else? I still hate Charlotte. I don't know why. I don't have any reason to, but I hate her more than I like Daniel.
I like Daniel.
I watched CQ today, and he's in that. I recommend it.
It's funny how Kate leaving like she did totally made Jack lose some authority with his group.
I didn't notice that.
Sun was already starting to question them. She was like, are they here to hurt us? Why isn't Kay here?
Oh.
So that was an interesting dynamic. But for the most part, you know,
pretty
turns out Kate made it off the island. Is Aaron one of the Oceanic Six?
No.
How come?
Because he wasn't born on the planet.
By the time Oceanic
Planet 15
took off?
I think the Oceanic Six is probably the four we've seen.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe...
two others?
Well, they're setting up for Jin and Sun.
You think so?
Yeah, because Juliet can't be an Oceanic Six.
No, she can't.
Jin and Sun are the only ones on the beach. Desmond can't be an Oceanic Six.
But Hurley's not on the beach.
Hurley's definitely having some doubts right now. I have a feeling he's going to be going to the beach soon.
So you think the full six are going to come from the beach camp?
Maybe.
The people that went with Jack, let's say.
Maybe.
I know you don't want to talk about the trailer for next week. It was awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it was. Do you have anything more to say about this week?
I noticed a score thing, but I'm sure Jimmy will cover it.
That is an excellent segue to Jimmy's segment. And should we explain we're not going to do the next week on Lost? Because usually we just say there's explosions and a gunshot. And I'm becoming full on spoiler free. So.
And I'll watch the trailer, but I it'll be fun to not.
Our next on Lost segment isn't that interesting. If you guys want to know more about what's coming up on Lost, head over to the Lost Initiative and check out MB's spoiler section.
Yeah.
That's released, every Monday or so?
He keeps it updated, and that's spoilery spoiler.
Yeah, that's you guys will know everything that's next week.
Watch your ass.
Recommend Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. The Transmission has their segment called Forward Cabin. Darmlers are just here for farting around mostly.
Yep.
But the one part we don't fart around with is the music.
That's right.
So let's take it away to Jimmy, who's all the way up in Seattle. Hey, folks, this is Ralph. And I just wanted to let you know that, unfortunately, Jimmy is not feeling well this week. And he's not going to be able to send in his segment for the Friday show of the Darmalars, which is what you are currently listening to. He will be back for his midweek show. So once again, I encourage you to head over to darmalars.net and subscribe to the Darmalars on iTunes. For those of you who have been listening to the Darmalars and Jimmy's Lost Score section, with any regularity know that we're currently listening to Kate's Motel from the season one CD. Jimmy has talked about it several times, and the similarities between Kate's theme and Bernard Herrmann, especially Psycho. Check in again. Listen to Jimmy's piece on Monday. I guarantee you it'll be entertaining. I'm sure he'll talk about Kate's theme, as well as the variation used in this week's episode, which was done on what sounded like a children's toy piano. And I did notice a lot of electronics being used in the flash forwards, especially centered around Jack. So, like I said, stay tuned to darmalars.net and the iTunes feed for the Darmalars, and take a listen to Jimmy's Lost Score. Also, check out what Jimmy's other podcast, Ripple's Dip. You can also find that in the iTunes store. Can't wait to have you back, Jimmy. Have a great weekend, mate.
I went to a Dimitri Martin concert this week.
Yes, how did your Dimitri Martin concert?
Well, what do you call it? Comedy show?
Show?
I went to a Dimitri Martin show.
Yeah, that sounds
good. He does play a guitar.
Oh, then it's
harmonica.
A show.
It's a show. It's still
a show.
Okay, I went to a Dimitri Martin show this week. It was very funny. For those of you who don't know who Dimitri Martin is, you can see him on the last episode of Flight of the Conchords.
Yes, and as one of the rude dogs. Cool dogs.
And he's been on Conan O'Brien a couple of times.
And he's a featured player on The Daily Show.
Yes. So it was...
Everyone's on Conan. Oh, shit. Fun. Yeah, I almost forgot.
Speaking of, yeah.
You got the one you want to talk about? Me?
Do it, dude.
Yeah, Conan's been doing this thing all week where he's trying to get a raccoon, the screeching raccoon with the jetpack out of orbit. And I used an old favorite of our group's and changed the jetpack into a hang glider. And suggested that a puma with a hang glider should knock down the raccoon.
It's the next step up on the food chain.
Yeah, and I submitted it to Conan, and he read my name on, or said my name on the air, and showed the image.
It was awesome.
So there you go.
So if you tape all Conan O'Brien all week, then check out Wednesday's episode.
Or you can go over to MySpace, and I kind of illegally recorded it and put it up on my page. It's on my blog. If you guys go to myspace.com/casinoskunk, that's my MySpace page. And did I put it on the Darmalars comments?
I don't know if you did.
I think it's on the Darmalars comments. Or you can check out the Darmalars page at YouTube.
Yeah.
Just go to YouTube and type in Darmalars and you'll see the clip.
It was pretty awesome, dude. I admit I got like a total thrill when I...
It's weird because I've been watching Conan since his second episode.
Jeez.
And I remember his second episode with John Goodman. And it's really, really, that it was just very memorable to me because there was a really funny joke in there that made me laugh. So this is a show I've been watching regularly for 14 years now.
Damn.
I was 17 years old when Conan first started.
That's crazy.
So this is a really long time. And after all this time, he has no right saying my name on the air, but I did something and he totally said my name on the air.
And you could never have expected that. And there it was.
Oh, no. I visit the late night blog every day, and I chatted up on that blog, and then I was commenting on the whole raccoon thing, and the guy who does the blog, his name's Aaron. He's a research guy, and he said, "Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe you should check last night's show." And I was like, "What the F?" And he's all, "Seriously." So I got up and went in the front room and went crazy.
Awesome, dude.
It's funny because I called Stevie before I actually watched it. And I said, "Hey, Conan mentioned my name on last night's show." She's like, "Oh, cool. I can't wait to see it."
And you're like,
and I was like, "Me either. I hope it's on there."
I hope I didn't just
so,
lie to you.
That was kind of fun. Maybe that's I'll play totally the audio fun for you guys at the end of the show after the karaoke.
Karaoke?
But anyway, yeah, it was a pretty exciting week.
That's cool, dude.
Um, And once again, I'd like to thank everybody for the birthday wishes. And I would like to wish Ben a happy birthday, because your birthday will come before next week's
before
show.
Before our next show, that's right.
This is like this is the one week where Ben and I are the same age.
That's right.
Technically.
And we get every benefit from that we can.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I can't think of any. I was going to say getting on the same roller coaster together, but Ryan seems to think anal. We could do that no matter what our ages are.
Except I have to take it when he's older because he can't handle. What? Old people can't handle me, dude. That makes total sense.
I've seen Ralph with old people before. They can't handle it.
Nope.
So, if you've enjoyed our comments about doing anal,
send us an email at darmalars@gmail.com. And if you would like to tell us about your comments, wait, what?
Yeah, tell us about your comments.
Tell us what you think. If you want to speak to us audibly and be on the show, drop us a line on the Dharma line, which is 206-338-4261.
That's 206-338-4261.
And those calls are played at the end of every episode. And then also check out darmalars.net.
That's right. It's kind of a one-stop shop. If you forget all the other things, just go to darmalars.net and you can get a t-shirt. We sell excellent Darmalars t-shirts. There's still a golden ticket out there. If you get the shirt and you get the ticket, then you get a lot of Darmalars swag.
And your chance to be an American Gladiator.
And a chance to be an American Gladiator.
That's not true.
A very slim chance. No, a chance to record with the Darmalars. And if you have a t-shirt, take a picture. Send us a picture.
Definitely.
We would like to see everyone in their shirts. We put that up on our MySpace page.
And once again, we would like to see everybody without their shirts.
That's right. Honestly, seriously, we're not joking, ladies.
Was it Aurelio who sent us the
Illyrio? A picture of a shirt in a dresser.
Yes, that was awesome. I'm set.
That's it.
We'll see you next week for... Shit, we didn't even give the title for next week's show.
Right? Oh, yeah, you went to look it up, but then you decided to look up our numbers instead.
Yeah, dude, our numbers. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 31.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, so next week we'll be here. Well, you know, if we don't talk about it, then we don't need to know what it's called.
Yeah.
We could justify it that way.
Sure.
All right, guys, well, thanks for listening for the show and listening for the show.
Yeah, listen for it.
Keep your ear out. See if the show comes by. Let me know. Thanks for listening to the show. And we will talk to you next week. I'm Ben, Lost a La Vista.
And I'm Ralph, and I like to party.
Jimmy, and especially Ryan, this is your friend Matastic, and it's all about having fun, right? I'm not talking about Lost. I get on the blog spot. That's when I write about Lost. Tonight is having fun, and I hope you're having fun. It's Friday night, and maybe right now you are finishing the final touches on your latest podcast, and I can't wait. You guys are what I listen to. Peace. Good night. I can't wait for next Thursday. Bye. Fuck that guy talking shit about producer Ryan. His laugh is hysterical. Hysterical!
Hey, Ralph and Ben, it's Michael from Kansas. Just listening to your latest podcast on The Economist. And so I crunched the numbers to try to figure out if we could figure out how much time has passed on the outside world, according to Faraday's experiment. So Jack says they've been there for 100 days. I don't think they've been there for 100 days, but that's a nice round number. So let's just go with 100 days. So first we have to find out how many minutes are in 100 days. So there's, if you multiply 24 by 60, you're going to find out how many minutes are in one day. And that comes out to 1,440. 1,440. So if you multiply that now by 100 for 100 days, you get 144,000. All right, so based on Faraday's experiment, there's a 30-to-1 time dilation. So then you'd multiply 144,000 by 30, and you get 4,320,000 minutes have passed in the outside world. All right, so this is where it gets a little confusing. Then you have to divide that number by 60 to get the total number of hours, and that ends up with 72,000 hours have passed. You divide that by 24 to then find the number of days that have passed, and that comes out to 3,000 days have passed in the outside world, which then computes to 8.5 years. So if I'm correct with these calculations here, it looks like 100 days of island time equals 8.5 years in the outside world. So keep up the good work, guys. Enjoy the podcast. Talk to you later.
Hey, Dharmalord, this is a guy from Missouri, and I wanted to say, love your show, and love your expectations for next week, yeah, thanks, bye.
Hey, this is Todd calling from Albany, New York. I love your podcast, but your mask is fucked. It seemed like it took about 10 seconds between the time that they shot the payload and they said that it reached the island. And when they looked at the clock, there had been 2 hours on one clock and 2.5 hours on the other clock. So basically it took at least 2.5 hours to get to the island from the ship. So, put that in your hat and smoke it. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Stray coming out of L.A. Okay. I think I know about the whole time thing. I'm not going to go into the same thing I did, you know, a while back, you know, because I think I solved the time thing in an older episode. Or whatnot, but I ain't gonna go there. I got a different theory, okay? Well, it's not a theory, I guess it's more of like, you know, summing up what the hell is going on. It's the whole years and the time skip, with the loops and the things, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and sum it up like Bush and just say it's a bunch of fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Because if you got Desmond and you know, doing his hip hop skills, you know, his time skipping, jumping, you know, and everything, which is cool, but yeah, he's been, you know, all smiles and giggles, you know, and now that he, you know, he sent poor Charlie off to his death, you know, because he had to, brother. But, let's say this. You still got the whole thing with Danielle, the damn polar bear, and everything. What I think is that, okay, if it was a 30-minute gap for every minute, 30-minute gap for every minute, right? But I think that's a 30-minute gap for every minute, only in the daytime, not at night. Now, why? Because it just sounds a little crazy, but just think about it. Okay? It seems like the day is way longer, right? If you take all the episodes of Lost, okay? How many night times, they say it's only a couple of times where we're not. It's certain things that's fucking up, okay? Like, it's only certain things that's out of place or whatever, but everything on the scene is meant to be the way it's supposed to be, okay? So, how many nighttime episodes actually have we saw on the damn island? Huh? When the guy came on with the cool tie and was talking about he don't like how the light shatters and shit, okay? You mean to tell me, okay, he says that he don't like the way this light, it's the oddness to the light or whatever. They think it's just like a regular thing. Nobody ain't bailing around. Michael was the only fool around there with a watch on. You know what I'm saying? Five-figure discounting to everybody over there. He probably gave it back. Then he got it back. Anyway, so the damn thing is, you know, it's been way more daylight than nighttime. I mean, every time there was a night, I mean, it does. Sometimes at night, shit don't even pop off, and then they have a nighttime episode. You know what I'm saying? So I think what it is, like, you know, they don't know what damn how many days it is or whatever like that. But what if it's like one of those insomnia type of situations where it's like 30 days of sunlight and 30 days of night or something. But on the island, it's all messed up. You know what I'm saying? Well, there it is, right there. You know, besides the fuzzy math, you have that the days are longer because there is no night on the island. The island does not like night. That's what I think. Hopefully, this makes sense. We don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. But I think, I honestly think that, you know, that it's a time thing. It's the time. It has to be the time. I mean, it's not the time. It's not the time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's the day. We need somebody. I'm sure, you know, on Lostopedia or something, there's got to be something about how many episodes was day episodes. Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. again. Okay. Scratch all that. Well, not all of it, just a little bit. Okay. I noticed something here. You know what I'm saying? And we need to all put down the calculators, you know, stop with the fuzzy math, because I believe that the calculations have not only made Desmond skip time and polar bears winding up where they're supposed to be, but it also broke Ralph's voice. What the hell? There's too much math. Don't do any more math. No more fuzzy math. Because I don't know. What the hell? I don't know. That's all I got. Please. I don't know who that Eddie thinks he is, but we just better leave Ryan alone. Ryan contributes so much to that show, Eddie LA. Leave Ryan alone. He's done so much for that show. He even left the show and came back because everybody wanted him back. So you know what you can do with your iPod? You can stick it where the sun don't shine. You leave Ryan alone. He's a man. And he's a better man than you because he's in touch with his spirit inside. And you know what? He likes what he feels. Leave Ryan alone.
Hey guys, I am driving on the 5 through Orange and listening to the podcast, and I decided to give you a call. Just one little comment about Dre from LA. I think he needs his own podcast so he doesn't have to ramble for 15 minutes through the Dharma line. segment. I love you, Dre. But you got to shorten it up just a little bit, honey. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Matt from Anaheim. On your last podcast, you were saying how, sorry, that they were going back into pre-production and production to make more episodes of Lost. I actually read somewhere, and I don't know if it's like a real reputable source, but it said that they were only going to be able to make 13 episodes this season, and that like if the writer's strike would have went on any longer, they wouldn't have been able to make any at all, and it said they were still going to have the same cliffhanger, they were just going to cut some of the middle out, and then they were, since you know how there was going to be 16 episodes a season, they were going to try to fit the other three in the other two seasons so we'd still get to 48 episodes. But they just cut out some of the filler for this season since there's only going to be 13. That sucks if that's true and there's only 13. So, I guess we'll find out. Bye.
Happy birthday, Ralph, you old bastard.
This is Colleen and Jay. We just wanted to say happy birthday. What are you, like, 53, 54 now, right?
He's like 70, man.
Really?
He's like 70 with, like, a drama complex of a 12-year-old.
This is true. This is true. And he is on the sleeping schedule of 2 months old. But anyway, we just wanted to say happy birthday.
And hope you like a new bed. I'm hella jealous.
Yes, we are. All right, and hi, Ben.
Ben, I love you.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Bye. Hey, Double R, this is Pat from Maryland once again. I was remembering that you were talking about Rousseau and how she'd been there for 16 years. If the 30-to-1 ratio is true and it's happening all the time on the island, then Rousseau would have landed on the island 480 years ago. So I don't think that the island time is dramatically different than the real-world time, but it might be different. But I don't think it's consistently 30-to-1. Like I said, I believe there's like some zone of weird time in between the island and the outside world. Bye, guys. I look forward to hearing your podcast. Hey, Darmalars. This is Pat from Maryland. Just wanted to make a few comments. I listened to your Economist podcast. It sounded like Ralph was confused how the two timepieces had different times. It's because one of them was sent in the payload and one of them was not. One of them was on Dan Faraday at the time. Also, I'm not so sure that time is running differently on the island, but there is a zone between the island and the outside world where time does act differently. That way people can talk to one another through satellite phones or whatever, that for whatever reason electronic transmissions are not affected by the zone, but physical objects are. And it's not a perfect sphere on the island because, in theory, the bearing that they flew in on the helicopter was okay. That's why Dan was so... same way. Might be comments, but I really enjoy the podcast. My first time call. You guys are great. I also appreciate you don't waste a lot of time doing recap when I hear that on other podcasts. I kind of enjoy hearing your reactions. You guys take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey guys, listen to the podcast in the car and you're almost making me crash. I'm trying to use the calculator on my cell phone to figure out what the fuck you guys are talking about. I don't know. My whole thing is like a day equals 30 days. Like, I don't know. I'm stupid with numbers. The theory me and my boyfriend have is that Kate works for Ben too, and that's when she sees Jack and she says, I have to get back, you know, before he notices it's Ben. And everyone's assuming Sawyer, but maybe it's Ben, and that's the only way she could live, you know, in the real world, because, you know, she has a warrant out for her arrest. I don't know, just one of my theories. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Darmalars, this is Patrick Maryland calling again. This is about Saeed in The Economist. Now, The Economist was a great episode, but there's one thing I didn't like is Saeed was easily fooled twice. And I like Saeed as the guy who just knows what's going on. He meets Ben as Henry Gale, and he just knows he's another. He meets Mikhail, and he knows he's another. Because Saeed's that guy. He just knows what's going on. So the fact that he was fooled by Hurley was kind of annoying, and the fact that he was kind of played by Elsa while he was playing Elsa, although cool as a situation, kind of made me feel that, well, you know, Saeed should be up on his game. But the Hurley thing in particular, Hurley wouldn't have fooled me, because Locke and the other people are not going to tie Hurley up and leave him to die in a closet. I mean, they're not going to tie him up and lock him up and then just abandon him. So either it's a bogus, or they're going to be back in like an hour. And you would think that Saeed would either decide, well, they're going to be back in about an hour, because they just wouldn't leave Hurley to die, and so everyone would be very conscious. Just my opinion. But again, a great episode. Talk to you later.
Hi, Ben and Ralph. This is Dawn. How are you? I called to let you know that I like it when you guys talk about your lives. I like to know what you're watching, and I like to know about TV, and I like to know all those things. You know, when it comes right down to it, when you do talk about Lost, you guys come up with like the best stuff, like the best like analysis comes out of you guys if you can sit through all your personal life. But I'm good with it. Anyway, I like your podcast, and I listen to it all the time, and I even listen to the Lars. I'm all about it. But I called because I like the math section, too. I totally listened to the math section. I followed it. I was really, into it. I'm good with the math. And except for that, I don't think, is that what's going on? I think that it might be an oversimplification, or it might be a totally different thing. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, have you ever seen Strange Days at Blake Holsley High? This is like a science fiction kids show out of Canada. They had it on kids TV for a while, and then it just sort of abruptly stopped before the end. But they actually did go back and make like a 2-hour finale with the same actors. They got the kids back, and they made like an ending to it. But it had all this like weird like backwards and forwards time travel, the past and the future, and it was really complicated. And it was, they had a thing called a tesseract, where like time was folding in on itself. Look it up on the internet, and maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. And I think maybe it's something like that going on, maybe, where like they can go through some portal, and sometimes they end up in the past, sometimes they end up in the future. I don't know, something like that. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So listen to me. Hey, Lost Rocks. Yeah, bye.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and stick up for producer Ryan, because sometimes his laugh is a little annoying, or when you guys ask him a question and it's just silent forever while he answers. But his laugh does make me laugh sometimes. But you guys should get him a microphone. But if you do, he shouldn't laugh like that directly into it. All right, so just want to stick up for him. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Dermalars, this is Brad in Chicago. Calling actually for the first time and listening to pretty much all your Lost podcasts. And I just wanted to let you know that actually go back to the episode where Desmond informs Locke that he's the one responsible for taking down the plane. There is the printout in that printer that he had, and it had all the dates there every time he pressed the button. And so there are dates there. So I'm not really too sure about the timeline being different on the island versus on outside the real world because of that. They had the date, I think it was September 2004, when they actually shot the plane down. And I think that synchronized, you know, because him and Locke discussed that. And so, anyways, just a thought I had. And examine that, add that to your math, I guess, and see what kind of crazy shit you come up with. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Ralph and Ben. Another interesting episode we got there. This is Nathan from L.A. I'm sure you're pretty happy that ELO finally made it onto Lost. Yep, that's right, Xanadu, which was written by Jeff Lynne. My wife loves ELO. Probably more than you do, which is pretty unbelievable. And she almost fell out of her chair. And Xanadu, of course, is a reference to the island just like Shangri-La, all those other places from the Three Dog Night song, Shambhala, I should say. So, interesting to see it in there. My wife was extremely happy. A couple other things. It seems that Daniel Faraday is autistic. They were testing him to see if he could remember what the cards were. It's not that he was trying to read cards that he hadn't looked at before. Something they do, they'll show the cards, and then he's just got to remember what the cards are without looking at them. Like a normal person could do that. For a person with autism, they don't really pay attention. So he's what they call functionally autistic. It's extremely interesting. His mannerisms had me thinking that before. And my guess is that Claire's a goner also. I think Jack probably finds out that she was his sister, and that's why he couldn't bring himself to go see baby Aaron. And, well, I guess it's Claire's time. She's pretty much a boring character anyway. And one last thing. I know a lot of people were bothered by the satellite phone, but I have a rationalization as to how that would work in real time. I think the portal that they're going through that causes the time fluctuation works both ways, meaning you go through it to the island, you go into the past. You go through it to the outside world, you go into the future. So if you have something going back and forth, it's adjusting for the time. It's so it works, especially since the satellite phone travels pretty fast. The data travels pretty fast. That's my rationalization for it, and I think it works. I think passing through the wormhole makes the time change. Let me know if you think that makes sense. All right, well, I look forward to the Darmalars episode. And keep up the work. Later.
Funny Valentine, it's me, Funny Valentine. You make me smile with my photographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than me? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine.